Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and today I want to switch gears a little bit and tell you kind of a story. Most of you know that I've lost 140 pounds after 20 years of struggling with my weight and hormonal imbalances and failed diets and studying nutrition in college and graduate school and working in the industry and all that stuff. And it was actually getting out of debt, the process of getting out of debt that helped save me, really. And I wrote about what getting out of debt taught me about weight loss on my blog over at primalpotential.com. And it was one of my most popular posts. And I realized that I hadn't shared that story with you. And I think there are some really major lessons to be learned there. So I just want to tell you about that on this episode, what getting out of debt taught me to help me lose weight after 20 plus years of struggling, because I had tried for 20 years to get control of my weight. And sometimes I was able to lose weight and I did these crazy diets, but I would inevitably pile the weight back on always more quickly than I had lost it, always. And I really got to the point where I doubted my ability to permanently lose weight and be healthy. I thought I'd always have to be reliant on gimmicks and tricks and these stupid diets or diet pills. I mean, I remember at one point I was taking phenermine, which is like speed, all the time to curb my appetite. And I felt like I'm going to fry my body if I keep doing this. But I felt like at the time it was the only way to control my hunger. And fortunately, I was wrong, but I had created this fear and doubt and anxiety. But in my late 20s, I embarked on a very different journey. I was determined to get out of debt. Now, it wasn't really credit card debt, but between my husband and I, we had about $130,000 between student loans and other small miscellaneous debts. And after reading a Dave Ramsey book, and I'll link to it in the show notes, I decided that I was going to focus on getting out of debt with just extreme intensity. And I was going to make it my number one priority. And I did. And we paid off all of our debt in less than 2 years. And it was funny. I mean, it's just, I could have never anticipated ever that the process of getting out of debt, of all things, would teach me everything I needed to know about tackling my lifelong weight struggles. I mean, it's so funny because I worked in the industry, the health and fitness industry, for about 10 years. And I'd studied nutrition in college and all these different things, and I had been on all these diets, but it was getting out of debt and the crazy parallels between paying off $130,000 and then losing 140 pounds. It was really wild. It was very unexpected. And these are lessons that aren't just about money and aren't just about health and weight loss, but really, I think you can apply them to any area of your life. And so I just want to share these things with you that were so powerful, transforming my finances and transforming my health. And when I transformed my health, everything changed. The first thing that I learned in getting out of debt that helped me to tackle my lifelong weight loss battle was that your habits catch up with you. Your daily decisions catch up with you. Because accruing debt is a lot like gaining weight or delaying weight loss. You kind of tell yourself, it's just this one little thing. It's just this little inexpensive thing that I'm putting on a credit card. I'll deal with it next month, just this once. Or something comes up and you kind of decide it's an exception You need a new outfit for your class reunion, and if you use the store credit card, you'll save 20%, so you really should do that. And you're not going to make a habit of it, you're just going to do it this once. Or you go ahead and you take out a little bit more than what you need for your tuition, for your school loans, and you'll use it to pay for books or maybe a plane ticket to see your good friend, just this once. And you're going to do it differently next month, you're going to save more, but you always are making excuses. You exhaust your budget for the month, but you really want to have one night out with your friends, so you put it on a credit card. You're just going to do it this once, and you're going to pay it off as soon as you get paid. Here's the thing. All of those just this once moments, all those little exceptions, they catch up with you. They're not like magical and they disappear because you have good intentions. You can't ignore them. They add up. In the moment, it seems like a very small concession, but 5 years later, you're looking back at a mountain of debt that wasn't built by these huge extreme indulgences. It was built on $5 here and $5 there and $20 here and $51 this one time. And isn't that true of how we gain weight or fail to lose weight? We figure it's just one cupcake. It's not going to hurt and I'll do better tomorrow. Or you go on vacation and you figure, it's just a week. I'm going to let loose. I'll do better next week. Or your coworker brings in donuts to work and you justify just one. I mean, they're here, just one, and I'm going to do better tomorrow. But just because you have good intentions, your actions, they compile, they add up. Your habits do count. These small concessions do make a difference. You can tell yourself, I'll start tomorrow, blah, 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 as if what you do right now doesn't matter. But what you do right now determines where you are tomorrow. And where you are tomorrow determines where you are next year. Right now does matter. You can't keep saying just this once, and because your intentions are good, you think it doesn't matter. It does matter. Those little things add up. So that's the first major lesson that I learned. The second is that a season of discipline doesn't mean that you'll never enjoy your favorite things again. You can get out of this period of mourning, okay? The fact is, we could not have paid off our debts without discipline. We could not have done everything we wanted to do and taken advantage of every single thing and gotten out of debt. We had to cut back. We had to temporarily pass up vacation opportunities or other fun things that we otherwise might have been all about. But here's the thing. Doing so for a season opened up a ton of opportunities later that we wouldn't have been able to take advantage of if we were still in debt. And the same is true of weight loss. Yeah, you have to be disciplined. You have to be focused. You have to say no thank you to your favorite things every once in a while. But it's a season. Now, sure, you won't ever be able to mindlessly indulge in anything and everything, just like we won't ever rack up $130,000 in student loans ever again. But a season of discipline and saying no thank you doesn't mean you can never have ice cream again or you can never enjoy your favorite pizza. And for years, what I did, I would quit diet after diet because it felt unfair. I felt like I was signing on for a lifetime of deprivation and I couldn't possibly go without my ice cream. It's all in your perspective. And what I learned was a season of focused discipline opens up a ton of doors. So stop mourning the things you can't have because you're trying to reach a goal. Realize that saying no now, saying maybe later now, will open up a ton of opportunities, things that you would never be able to enjoy without going through this season of discipline and this season of learning new habits and getting yourself right. The third thing that I learned from getting out of debt that helped me achieve massive weight loss is that you cannot hit a target that you cannot see. Getting out of debt was a huge goal when you're talking about $100,000+. We needed a plan and we needed a timeline. And I couldn't expect that it was going to happen overnight. It's not like pinching pennies for a few days was going to make magic happen, right? It's not like I was going to see rapid results after a couple of days of effort. No way. But we had to know where we were headed and how long we'd planned to take to get there. I would name exactly what debt was getting eliminated next and approximately how long it would take to make that happen. And I had to look at our budget and figure out, Where can I make improvements? What could we keep, and what are some creative ways that we could cut our expenses or bring in more cash? And the unexpected came up all the time, but you still have to have goals while understanding that it's not a linear path. There are detours, there are road bumps, there are all sorts of things, but you've got to have a plan. Without goals or a plan, it would have been so hard to stay motivated because all you would see is this mountain of debt. But you wouldn't ever see the path that you were on to overcome it. And weight loss is no different. You've got to break it down into smaller parts so you don't get overwhelmed and feel like, I'm never going to get there. Establish small, short-term goals and focus your energy towards that small, short-term goal. Maybe that's conquering breakfast, right? And consistently having a good, healthy fat loss breakfast every single morning. You don't need to worry about losing 100 pounds. Just focus on that. Master that. Achieve that. Just the same way that I would focus on this initial debt that was maybe just $1,200 and know that in a matter of, you know, a couple of months, we could knock that out. If I had focused on how are we ever going to pay off $130,000, I would have felt frustrated and demotivated every single day. And the same was true of my weight loss. If I just saw this long road ahead of 100 plus pounds of weight loss, it would have been really hard to stay motivated. But if I was just looking at 5 pounds or, you know, making it to the gym 3 days a week or eating a clean breakfast every morning for the next 7 days, those things are easy to win with, and they'll motivate you towards the next goal. Before you know it, you've gone all the way. So you have to establish these smaller short-term goals and focus your energy towards them. Have a long-term plan, but feverishly, urgently, excitedly pursue short-term targets so you can get little wins along the way. And before you know it, you're there. The next thing that I learned from getting out of debt that really helped me transform my body weight was learning to celebrate my progress. And I cannot tell you how excited I would get when I reached one of my small financial goals. I would look forward to it for weeks, and it was the best feeling to write that final check to pay off a small student loan or getting a car title in the mail. It was empowering, and it fueled me for the next step in the journey, and it's such a great symbol of the hard work and discipline that it takes to get there. But with that said, it's easy to kind of ignore those things. It's easy to get caught up in how much further it is to go. Like, yeah, that's great, but I mean, we're nowhere near where we need to be. The journey always continues, but you've got to stop and take a moment to celebrate how far you've come. And it's not so you can really give yourself a pat on the back, but it's really about how it's going to fuel you and keep you motivated for what's to come. You've got to look for things to celebrate. You've got to look for things to celebrate. And there's no question that this is the same for weight loss. It can be so easy to overlook your victories because you feel frustrated or discouraged by how far there still is to go. Like, yeah, I lost 5 pounds. That's fantastic. I got 100 to go. I get that. But I can guarantee you that if you don't celebrate the little victories along the way, you're gonna wish you had. First of all, you're setting yourself up for a much harder road to hoe, but you're gonna wish that you had savored those moments. You're gonna look back at those moments that you just rushed right past, fitting into your favorite pair of jeans or getting under 200 pounds for the first time in 10 years, and you're gonna realize in hindsight how major they were. And you're going to wish that you had stopped to enjoy it. So celebrate your progress. Be proud of yourself and allow other people to be proud of you and to celebrate you. It matters. It's a big deal and it's going to help you along the way. The next thing that was a major lesson for me was learning and understanding that removing major stressors from your life transforms your entire life. And I will say, you know, my situation was a little different. When we were in debt, it wasn't that being in debt was particularly stressful. We were able to pay our bills. It just frustrated me that so much of our income was tied up paying off this stuff that we weren't really enjoying, right? And we couldn't do all the things we wanted to do because we had these debt payments to make. So it was more of a nuisance and a frustration than a stressor. However, the process of getting out of debt was extremely stressful. At the time, And, you know, hindsight, everything's rosy. But at the time, my husband wasn't really on board with the process of getting out of debt. I was totally running that ship. I mean, I was all about it. I was making the decisions and he was kind of begrudgingly going along. He didn't like not having the extra cash at his disposal to go do whatever that he had beforehand. And that was very stressful, that tension and friction. When we paid off our debt, that stress was gone. But it also eliminated lots of other pressures and stress. Like, I really was unhappy at my job. I was good at it, but I was really, really unhappy. And not having any debt all of a sudden took away so much of that work stress because I realized, like, hey, if I quit tomorrow, if I got fired tomorrow, we're good. We're okay because we did what we needed to do to pay off the debt. And it was amazing how just removing one stressor transformed so many other areas and changed our perspective in so many other areas. And I think that this truth is magnified when it comes to weight loss. Because being unhappy with your weight, being unsatisfied with your health, or being unhealthy impacts every area of your life. It impacts your professional life, your social life, your marriage, you name it. And your confidence and happiness is paramount. Your confidence and happiness is paramount. If you aren't happy, how can you give the best of yourself to every other area of your life? You can't. To your relationships, to your kids, to whatever. You can't. And when you finally tackle your weight loss struggles and you make that a priority, it will transform your life in ways that you really can't even begin to anticipate. All right, so that was one thing. Removing major stressors can transform your entire life. The next big lesson that I learned while paying off debt that really helped me to lose over 100 pounds was learning that progress is not linear. Because I'm a planner. I am a hardcore planner. And anybody that knows me that's listening to this is probably laughing right now at what an incredible understatement that is. I am a planner. I mean, I would love to say that I laid out my plan for getting out of debt and everything went smoothly from there, but it didn't. That's not how it happened. Things came up. You can't anticipate everything. Unexpected car expenses, unexpected tax bills or medical bills or home repairs. There's always going to be bumps in the road. The plan is never going to be perfect. And there will always be things that happen. You can either use them as an excuse to throw in the towel and be like, oh, we blew it this month. This month is shot. Screw it. Let's go out to eat. Let's go away for the weekend. This isn't going to work after all. Or you can get creative and embrace it as an opportunity to find a workaround. And there was not a single month in the year and a half, 2 years it took us to pay off this debt that went exactly how I planned it out. But you know what? We reached our goals anyway. Progress is not linear in any area of your life. You have to expect that things will come up and you cannot use it as an excuse to throw in the towel. Do not use it as an excuse to throw in the towel because you'll never get there. Your progress is not gonna be linear. Get creative and do it anyway. The same thing happened while I was losing weight. I had a plan, right? I had a plan. I had expectations for my progress and the rate of my progress. And there were injuries. There were bad weeks. There were periods where my body just didn't seem to respond to what I was doing. And yeah, it kind of made me want to quit sometimes. But I knew that if I just kept putting one foot in front of the other and not being the way I used to be and say, oh, well, this is a waste. I'm just going to go get ice cream because, you know, I blew the day already. No, no. One foot in front of the other. One good choice after another. One good choice after another. And before you know it, there you are. Sometimes I felt like it wasn't working. Sometimes I questioned the point of it all. But you got to trust the process. You've got to trust the process. Put one foot in front of the other and keep doing what you know you need to do. Progress is not linear. Don't expect it to be. And most importantly, do not use it as an excuse to give up on yourself or your goals. One of the most important lessons, I think, of all of them was learning when it related to my finances that it's a lifestyle. If I were to return and like treat it like a diet, like get out of debt and then go back to the way things used to be, what would happen? You'd go back into debt, right? But we don't approach eating that way. If I were to return to the same habits that we had when we were in debt, you pile it back up. If I were to stop using a budget, even now that I'm debt-free, it would be pretty hard to avoid spending more than I make. And I definitely have trouble setting aside extra cash to save and invest. So getting out of debt fostered certain habits, and I have to maintain those habits. I have to continue to practice them and make sure that they are ingrained in me as a lifestyle. Financial responsibility, the idea of spending less than you make, and assigning a place for every dollar that comes in is a way of life. And it's a way of life that I will never get away from. And this is exactly what's required for weight loss, too. Yeah, I can enjoy ice cream from time to time, just like I can splurge on a vacation or a nice handbag or something like that. But those are exceptions, they're not the rule. And losing weight is about way, way more than just dropping some pounds. It is about adopting healthy lifestyle habits that increase your energy, that improve your mood, that prolong your life. It is not a temporary way of eating. It's a lifestyle. So if you approach it like a diet where you're going to follow these rules for a few weeks and then go back to the way it was, you can't expect to maintain your results. It is a lifestyle. And then the last lesson that I want to share with you guys, something that I learned while paying off $130,000 in debt that helped me lose 140 pounds, is help yourself and then help others. As we got out of debt, we found that many of our friends and family members were also struggling with their finances and finding it difficult to get out of debt. And we had a lot of opportunities to share our story with other people and encourage them to do what it takes to pay down their debt. We told them what we did and how we made it work. And we shared the ugly truth and the great stuff. And I know we helped a lot of people, and I know we continue to help a lot of people. And the same is true of my weight loss journey. A lot of people saw changes in me and wanted to know what I was doing and how I was making it work. And I started to share my story in bits and pieces and offering whatever I could to those who asked for help. And now sharing my story is my life. It's what I do. I don't want anybody to struggle the way I struggled. And I know that the more I help myself, the more ability I have, the more opportunities I'll have to help other people. And that's a really great way to kind of tie up the show and just reiterate from the bottom of my heart that I am here for you. If you are listening to this right now, I am talking to you. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, and I know it takes hard work, and I know there are good days, and I know there are bad days, and I know it because I've lived it. I don't know it because I stand on some soapbox and tell you what you should do. I know because I've lived in the trenches, and I've struggled with depression, and I've struggled with infertility, and I've struggled with hormonal imbalances, and I've struggled with binge eating and the abuse of prescription drugs and OTC drugs and diuretics and binging and purging and you name it. I've struggled, and I don't want that for you. I want to help you. And that's what this show is about. So I encourage you to get in touch with me. If there is a question I can answer for you, if there is a way that I can support you, if there is a way that I can help you find the tools and the strategies and the resources that are going to change your life, I want to do it. You can email me. My email address is Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. You can find me on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page. You can find me on my website, primalpotential.com. Tell me what you're struggling with. I will respond. I will answer your question, and I might feature your question without your name on a podcast episode so it can help more people. That's what I'm here for. So I hope that you know how much I mean that. And lastly, you know, if you do find this helpful, I would love it if you would share it with a friend and take a minute to go over to iTunes and leave a rating and review, because the more ratings and reviews I have on that show, the more opportunity I have to reach more people. More people will be drawn to the show, and I just want to help people with this struggle. So thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I know your time is so precious and valuable, and I'm just honored to get to spend a little bit of it with you. So get in touch with me. I want to help you. You can do this. No matter how many times you failed, it doesn't matter. Those were just learning opportunities. And now we're going to make the changes. Now we're going to improve your life. Now we're going to make those goals a reality. And we are going to achieve your highest potential. I'm going to help you. I promise you, I'm going to help you. So until next time, guys, stay healthy.